Hey friend, and welcome to the first episode of the Confidence to Homeschool podcast. Today we're going to explore our journey with homeschooling and the first steps that I took when I finally made the hard decision to say yes to homeschooling. Let's grow. Welcome to the Confidence to Homeschool podcast with me, Kelsey Shalane. I'm a lover of all things Jesus, an exceptional wife to an exceptional husband, and a homeschooling mama of four. Together, let's trade in those insecurities and questions of if you can homeschool for the confidence that homeschooling was the right decision for you. Through simple homeschooling techniques, growth in God, and small mindset shifts, we have the power to change generations and set our kids' hearts tuned to the Lord and a love of learning. So grab your lukewarm coffee, because who gets to drink it hot anyways, and let's shave off years of that how to homeschool learning curve. Hey friends, so today I want to give you a little bit of insight as to why it was that we even looked at homeschooling, and a kind of my school journey and how we ended up where we are today. So thank you so much for joining me on this very first podcast of the Confidence to Homeschool. I really hope that this blesses you, and I hope that through all of this, you not only learn that you're completely and absolutely capable of homeschooling your child and your teaching of your children, but also your growth in God and your growth mindset. I hope that this transforms you in more ways than just homeschooling, because homeschooling has been a huge carrier for so many blessings in my life. I have learned more about myself through homeschooling and the difficulties and looking at my kids and seeing the things that make me frustrated, and then looking in the mirror and going, well, oh no, they got that from me. Or, okay, well, I see how I said this, but they understood it to mean this. So I have really redefined my communication skills with them, but I'm nowhere close to perfect. I still have such a journey ahead, and I am so excited to get to share this journey with you guys. It's so much fun to be able to jump on here and really pour into you and give you a learning curve that I didn't really have. I would love to take years off of your learning curve and just be able to give you some fun tidbits on where to begin, how to start, what to do, all the fun things that I just kind of was winging it from the beginning. All right, so I wanted to dive right in and just give you a little bit of my backstory with public school. I went to public school in Oklahoma, and I did not have the most fun experience in school. School was really, really hard for me. I was really frustrated. I was really disorganized. And all of it together left me feeling like I was inadequate, less than, not enough, and stupid, to be honest. Like, I felt really dumb, because it didn't matter how hard I tried, what I did, I could not get my life together to be able to make A's and B's. Like, I was constantly on the verge of failing classes. And you know, it's so funny looking back now, because I have learned about myself. I love, love, love to learn. And I had no clue growing up, because I sunk every time somebody threw me into the deep end trying to get me to go and learn something new in school or whatever it may be. I always seemed to fail, so much to the point, like, I can remember my mom and I having a conversation about 5 years ago. She was like, Kelsey, I would pack your assignments. We would finish them. I would put them in your folder. I would put the folder in your backpack. I would know you took your backpack to school. and yet you still managed to get a zero on that assignment. How did you do it? And I was like, I to this day cannot figure out how it happened. So my ADHD was really a ruling factor in that, I believe. But you know, since then, at one point in time, I decided that I was going to make my ADHD my superpower and that that was just non-negotiable. And so I'm okay with it now. And I have learned different ways to cope and different ways to figure it out. So I say all of that to say, if you are either starting out with a kid that you feel like isn't quite picking up concepts, you have a child in school already that you feel like are really falling behind and struggling, or whatever your scenario may be, if your child struggles at any point in time in school, just know that this is a short period of life. I mean, we only go to school technically until they're like 18, unless they decide to go to college. But like, we are developing lifelong learners, and that is really the goal here. And that was one of the reasons that I chose homeschooling, was because one, I always felt the nudge from God from even the beginning, from Addison being teeny tiny. I felt the nudge from God that I was supposed to homeschool her. And I had no idea that the world would be where we are today and that they would be learning the things that they are learning in school today with all of the, you know, I don't know if it's true, but litter boxes in the bathrooms and all of the silly just things, the things that we got to fight for the American flag to be in the classroom and all of that. And I am so out of touch with what really goes on in the public school systems. I just read what's on the internet because I have no desire to go dive into that. And all I hear is what friends are telling me and what I see on the internet. So please don't judge me on this because I have really no understanding of what goes on in the public school system. I have chose to stay in my lane here and be happy doing it. So I say all of that. But whenever I very first finally decided to go ahead and say yes to homeschooling, it was from a sweet friend of mine that told me, Kelsey, you're teaching kindergarten. You can literally decide by child each school year what you decide to do. If you want to do her kindergarten and let her catch up a little bit, because at that point in time, she was kind of struggling with reading and struggling with letter recognition. She's like, if you want to just let her catch up on those things and just do kindergarten, you can. She says, if you know your letters, your numbers, the sounds that the letters make, the colors, shapes, that's it. That's all we're doing in kindergarten. So just let that be okay. And that was such a refreshing piece of advice. So one of the things that I really want to tell you as well is, one, you can choose by year and by child what works best for them. And two, you can start so small, especially if you're starting at that kindergarten level, especially if you're just trying to decide, do I enroll them in kindergarten for August or not? And if that's where you are right now, you are so close to my heart. You are so my person. And please feel free to reach out with any other questions, because I would love to be able to hear exactly what you have going on in your heart and in your mind that is keeping you from telling yourself that you can do this. Okay, so moving on. So I went ahead and I said yes to homeschooling. I was like, okay, I do know my shapes, I do know my colors, I do know my letters, I do know my numbers. I can do all of that. I will say yes to homeschooling. But y'all, I did not know what was next. And I swear it was by the grace of God, I got this huge, probably inch thick, or maybe my brain's come up with the fact that it was an inch thick, but it seemed so big. Like this magazine that just showed up in my mailbox one day that I have no idea where it came from, but God knew I needed it. So there it was. And I said, okay, I'm going to dive into curriculum. And as I'm looking at this magazine, I noticed that it's broken up into several different sections. And those sections are according to like homeschooling styles. And I'm not going to speak to each of the homeschooling styles today because, to be honest, again, I stay in my lane. I don't know a whole lot about traditional and classic. If that's something that you're wanting to look into, traditional is more like the really regular schooling that you would get in a public school. And then classical, from what I have heard, is kind of learning facts and being able to recite things and so on and so forth. And that was just not my jam. That was not where I wanted to be. Just want things to be able to flow from one thing to the next. And that is really just my personality and my style. So whenever it came down to it, I really wanted to know what mattered to me the most. And what mattered to me was creating wonderful humans. I fully and completely believe that our job as parents here is to make great humans later on. I am not the person that gets very sad whenever my kid has another birthday, because to me, that just means I'm that much closer to seeing what God has done with them and what He has put in them and how He has created them and what it is that they're supposed to be doing for Him. And I love watching them grow as humans. I just do. It's so much fun watching the things that they come up with and watching their brain work and all of the things. So I hope that you can share that with me and be excited about the character that you are building in them. And that was huge for me. So at first we started with what is called a unit study program. And I think it's called 5 in a row. I'm going to post it for you guys. This was 5 years ago that we started this. And it is a little unit study book. You have a little book that goes with it. You guys read it together and it pulls different subjects from it. So it'll pull your English and it'll pull your math and it will walk you through step by step what to do. And I realized quickly that that wasn't my jam. I still do love unit studies, guys. I think unit studies is a really fun way to teach. So what a unit study technically is being able to take one thing, say you're baking, being able to take one thing and use the measurements for the baking for your math, the reading of the recipe for your English and your comprehension, and then the science of it as to, well, why do we need baking soda rather than baking powder? What are the differences? What do they do? And being able to pull all of these different subjects from this one particular thing. So I still do really enjoy unit studies. And whenever we go down a rabbit hole, which you guys are going to hear me talk about in future podcasts, going down the rabbit hole, when we go down the rabbit hole, a lot of times we do sometimes do unit studies. We still use the unit studies. That was what we started with, but it wasn't fully completing everything that I needed. So from there, I really dove a little more into Charlotte Mason's method, and she believes in shorter lessons and solid character building books. And I love that. Like I said, my very first goal was to create wonderful humans, humans that people want to be around, that they have a great work ethic, that they love each other and they love others well. I have always told my kids, it doesn't matter who they are, what their beliefs are, you are to be kind. It is the most important thing that you be the light of Jesus in this world, because that is missing in so many places, that you just show people the love of Christ. And it doesn't matter what they have going on, you can be kind to somebody and change their entire day. Telling somebody at a restaurant, hey, you did a great job, I really appreciate you, or thanks for keeping up with us, or thanks for being patient with us. Whatever it may be, you have no idea what each person that you come in contact with on a daily basis is going through. And so I think that if we could all just teach ourselves and teach children to be kind and be loving to everyone, no matter what the situation is, even if you disagree with them, there is always a way to say something nicely. I think that that is huge. And so I told you guys I'm going to use my ADHD for my superpower, and that was totally an ADHD swerve, but it was needed. It needs to be said. So we did Charlotte Mason. We still do Charlotte Mason mixed with a little bit of unschooling. Like I said, we're totally and completely happy going down rabbit holes. But we do try to keep our days short. And then unschooling, I feel like unschooling has such a bad rap. So people think that unschooling is sitting around all day looking at their kids going, okay, well, what do you want to learn? And the kids looking back and they're like, I don't really want to learn anything. Well, okay, I guess we don't have to do school today. Or I'm not sure, maybe you have a different vision of unschooling. But really, what we have taken is more of the Charlotte Mason approach of those shorter lessons with solid character building and added unschooling into it, to where I don't really have like a science curriculum per se. We kind of go down whatever it is that the kids are wanting. And then for history, we kind of do the same. I have the Who Was books that I use, and we read about different people, and they love that. We do unschooling in those different areas of, we find something outside and we decide that we're going to learn about it for that day. But I definitely think that math and English are my two very structured subjects. I use The Good and the Beautiful currently. I haven't always used The Good and the Beautiful, but I'm currently the last 2 years using The Good and the Beautiful. And it, y'all, it literally says, read to the child, and it gives you the words to read to the children, which is awesome because I don't have to think about it. I don't have to worry about it. And there are times that I'll get into the description that it says read to the child, and I'm like, what did that say? But they also have an answer key in the math book, and you can go and look up the answers. So with that being said, there are other methods to homeschooling. I am going to link for you a What is my homeschooling style quiz that I took at the very beginning. And I hope that that helps you as well. What I would love for you to pull from this episode and be able to take home with you is, first and foremost, what do you want your homeschool to look like? Why is it that you're even thinking about homeschooling to begin with? And what is important to you? Do you care if they know all of the facts in the world? Do you need them to know all of the things that your kids, your friends' kids at school are learning? Do you want them to keep up with the public school system? Is that important to you? Is academics super important to you? If that is, that's going to shift which curriculum that you are going to choose. You are going to choose more of like an Abeka curriculum. We're going to go into this further. I'm not throwing you into the deep end here. We are going to go into this further on another episode. But if you're really like, okay, I am not super into academics. Like for me, I don't really care whether my kids go to college or not. I personally think that there's a lot of kids that have been to college, and a ton of them have a bunch of student loan debt. And I would like my kids to go to a trade school or whatever it is that God has for them. I fully work on the understanding that God's going to equip them with whatever it is that they need. If my daughter decides that she wants to grow up and be a doctor, because I was a surgical tech at one point, and she loves the gross blood, all of that stuff. She loves all of that. And I get that. So if she wants to grow up and be a doctor, I'm by all means going to be behind her, and I'm going to equip her for that. It's just not where we are in our homeschooling journey. Not that she's not capable, because I've taught her to be a learner and to find the information that she is looking for. So she'll fully and completely be capable, but it was important to me to foster a good person and a love of learning. So today I really want you to be thinking about, why am I choosing this homeschool journey? Why am I looking at this homeschool journey? And what do I want my kids to receive from the homeschool journey? What are my goals? And be looking at, is this something that I want to do long term? Or is this something that I just want to do for this year? Are they struggling? Or are they just excelling and they're bored? Like, be looking at your situation, and I really want you to take just kind of a bird's eye view of your scenario and dial it into what it is that you're needing. And then take the homeschool quiz style, and that's going to help you. And she's got a great rundown of each of the different styles. That's not my area of expertise. My area of expertise is more trying to keep myself sane and building your relationship with God and all of the life lessons that come with homeschooling. And so I can't wait to be able to pour all of that into you. Thanks so much for hanging out with me on this episode of the Confidence to Homeschool podcast. And I am so excited for what is to come. I hope you have the very best day. Hey friend, thanks again for joining me today on your journey to the confidence to homeschool. I hope this podcast blessed you with one more tool of success. If it did, please scroll down to the bottom of your screen and leave me a review. Share it with a friend. Just remember, confidence in anything takes practice, so let's grow.